بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن سعيد بن عبد العزيز عن ربيعة بن يزيد عن أبي إدريس الخولاني عن أبي ذر جنب بن جنادة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن الله تبارك وتعالى أنه قال: يا عبادي، إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا، إلى آخر الحديث. As we mentioned, three aspects, particularly with regards to our dealing with our fellow human beings, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of the Hajjatul Wada mentioned that we should not be a zalim, an oppressor, particularly with regards to three things. Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haram. The life, the wealth, and the honor and dignity of one another is something that is sacred, and that something is something that is honored. We find, my respected brothers, we dealt quite a bit in detail with regards to the life and likewise the property, mal, of your fellow human being. And the third very, very important aspect is what we call a'rad, that is the dignity and honor of a fellow human being. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says on one occasion, رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يطوف بالكعبة. He says, I observed once that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was making tawaf of Kaabatullah. And we can imagine the love and the reverence that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had for Makkah Mukarrama, for his birthplace, and particularly for Kaabatullah. So Abdullah bin Umar says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم during this tawaf of the Kaaba, he was saying, referring to the Kaaba, that ma atyabak wa atyaba rihak ma aadhamak wa aadhama hurmatak, that how pure, how blessed, how fragrant you are. Ma atyabak, what a beautiful fragrance you have. And how great is your honor, how great is your sanctity, how great is your dignity. Rasulullah referring to the Kaaba was saying this, and then what does he say? He says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَحُرْمَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ حُرْمَةً مِنْكَ مَالُهُ وَدَمُهُ وَأَنْ يَظُنَّ بِهِ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honor and dignity of a mu'min in the sight of Allah is greater than your dignity. More sacred than Kaabatullah is the dignity and honor which Allah has bestowed upon a mu'min. And when you will be a zalim and an oppressor, when you will attack the dignity and the honor of a Muslim, of your fellow human being, in reality, this is a crime which is equivalent to attacking Kaabatullah in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, my respected brothers, we cannot stress enough with regards to this, because these things nowadays are not even regarded as sins to us. Ghibat, slandering people, buhtan, spreading malicious rumors about people. In fact, we are living in a culture where Islam teaches us what? Islam teaches us muhabbat. Islam teaches us love. Islam teaches us affection. Many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Live with one another like brothers. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is to mention about the type of culture and the type of society that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam established, the mizaj and the temperament of Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Beautiful, simple example Mufti Sahib is to give, by which we can understand what was the environment of Medina Munawwara. He would say that if in Medina Munawwara there were 10,000, there were 1,000 baligh males in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there were 1,000 baligh males and one person's sister had to pass away, it was as if 1,000 people's sister had passed away. If one person's brother had passed away, it was as if every woman in Medina Munawwara, her brother had passed away. Such was the love, such was the muhabbat, such was the consideration for one another. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressed Sahaba Kiram and he asked them an ajeeb question. He said, Ayyu ural Islami authaq, Ayyu ural islami osaq. This in Urdu, if you translate it, Islam ke mazboot tareen amal ko hai. What is the strongest, most effective, most binding amal and practice of Islam? Sahaba ikram understood the emphasis of this question, so what did they respond? They said, Al Jihad. Ya Rasulullah, Jihad. He said, Hasanun, Jihad is very good. Wama huwa bi, but I'm not referring to Jihad. Then they said, As Salah. Salah is the most binding and effective and powerful amal of Islam. Rasulullah said, Hasanatun. Salah also is very good. Wama hiya biha, but I'm not referring to Salah. Likewise, they said Siyam. Then they said Sadaqah. They said fasting. Then they said charity. Then they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? Ayyu ural islami authaq. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, Inna authaqa ural islam al-hubbulillah wal-bughdulillah. Okay, maqala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the most effective and most powerful and greatest binding force of Islam is to love one another for the sake of Allah. And to dislike for the sake of Allah. To develop this love, to develop this muhabbat, to develop this conviction, this compassion for one another. One hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you can't be a mu'min. Your iman cannot be complete until you don't love for your brother what you love for yourself. As I was mentioning, today we live in a culture of what? Nafrat. Dislike. We can't bear that anyone else progresses. We can't bear that anyone else, some good comes to that person. All the time we are waiting. The social media is a disease. Wallah, my respected brother, is a cancer that is destroying us. Slightest rumor we hear about somebody. Slightest negative thing we hear about somebody. Nowadays we've become such. Previously we were making gibbet with one person. Now it's no more one person. Now we are making gibbet with thousands of people. Without any realization of the extent of the guna and the wrong that we are doing. Once Rasulullah ﷺ said to Sahaba Ikram, Al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-dhina. He said, worse than zina is ghibat. And what is zina? Zina we can understand. It's such a terrible crime in the sight of Allah that Rasulullah ﷺ said, your iman cannot bear this crime. So that when a person commits zina, iman leaves his heart at that time. And yet what is Rasulullah ﷺ saying? Ghibat is worse than zina. One riwayat that comes, Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, how is that possible? How is it possible that ghibat can be worse than zina? What was the response? A person commits zina, Allah protect us. But nadamat enters his heart, he makes tawbah, Allah will forgive him. The ghibat that you made, till the person you made ghibat about forgives you, Allah will never forgive you. Now with the social media, you spread one false malicious rumor to 1,000 people. How many people are you going to go to redress the wrong that you did? We find, my respected brothers, there is one surah in the Quran which really ulama say every one of us should know by heart. Surah Hujarat. We should know every verse of the surah by heart or read the tafsir of the surah. Because this is that surah in the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how to develop love, how to develop muhabbat, how to break down these negative emotions and qualities which are in fact destroying the fiber of the Muslim Ummah. Till there is no unity, till there is no love, till we are not one Ummah, till we are not looking with one another with this eye that he is this color or he is this race or he is this cultural background or he is this from this village in India or wherever it is. That is not the basis we look at one another. That is not the basis we deal with one another. If, as long as it is that, wallah, we will never be an Ummah. And Allah's help will never be with us. In fact, we will be, the enemies of Islam will destroy us as we are seeing what is happening in the world today. We have become a fractured Ummah. Why? What is behind it? This culture of nafrat, this culture of dislike, this culture of hatred, this culture of running one another down, this culture of not having this capacity in the heart to see the next person succeeding or progressing. This hadith, wallah, we are discussing it over quite some time, just even in the beginning section. But we can realize how far away we have moved from the era or the period of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi waj'altuhu bainakum muharrama fala tadhalamu. Allah is saying zulm is haram. Zulm is haram. Don't be a zalim. Don't be a zalim when dealing with your fellow Muslim. Coming back to that hadith we were mentioning, more sacred than Ka'batullah, more sacred than Ka'batullah is the dignity and honor of a Muslim. And every time this mouth opens, every time you strike the honor of a Muslim, every time you spread a false rumor about someone, you have suspicion about someone, you make ghibat about someone, what is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? By the qasam of that Rabb, in whose hands is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are attacking Ka'batullah. You are doing a crime that is more sacred, you are doing a crime that is more heinous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than attacking Ka'batullah. Coming back to Surah Hujarat, particularly in Surah Hujarat, there is one verse of the Quran, there is one verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses every one of us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan. Inna ba'da al-dhanni ithm. Wala tajassasu. Wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. Ayuhibbu ahadukum. Ayyakula lahma akhihi maytan fakarihtumu. Wattakullah. Inna Allah tawwabur rahim. This verse, in fact, as I said, it is necessary. Every verse of this surah we should know by heart. See, read the tafsir of it, but particularly this verse, inshallah, on the next occasion we will discuss it. With this, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, what are those things that will destroy the muhabbat? What are those things that will destroy the unity of this ummah? Primarily, in this verse, those things are mentioned, which every attempt should be made, that they are not part of our lives. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.